Hello once again and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Patrick Donges. In an interview with Gannett's Albany Bureau published Tuesday, New York State DEC Commissioner Joe Martens says that the state's highly anticipated review of the process known as fracking for natural gas remains incomplete despite the latest draft having reached the 4,000-page mark. Those remarks come as several state environmental advocacy groups report they have been briefed by state officials on certain aspects of a potential plan to allow for a limited number of fracking permits in the state's southern tier region. Today, we want to hear your thoughts on these developments and your opinion on fracking in general. Those for the practice say allowing fracking will create jobs and increase development for some of the state's most economically depressed areas, while detractors say the potential environmental and public health impacts are risks that are too large to take. You can call us at 1-800-348-2551. You can reach us on Twitter at WAMCVoxPop. That's WAMCVOXPOP, all one word. Or you can leave your questions and comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAMC radio. This interview released yesterday. This is from PressConnects.com, the Gannett site for many of the New York State, their New York State outlets. State Department of Environmental Conservation has already compiled what's been described as a couple of thousand pages in responses to issues raised during a pair of public comment periods on draft reports. And this is from DEC Commissioner Joe Martens. The September draft was over 1,500 pages long. Martens said, "It's almost hard to comprehend, but when I tell people that we've been working nonstop and working really hard, people have been." He also said that there's still more work to be done because what many people don't realize is that the folks who are reviewing all this information also run the day-to-day activities of the DEC. There's another quote from Martens: "Virtually all of those things that were written about were ideas that were generated by organizations or individuals that responded to comments," he said. "So are we considering them? We're considering them because we have to respond to them." He continued, "We have to have answers to suggestions and comments that people made through the public comment period. So we're looking at geographies, we are looking at the number of applications, what we can handle, and what we're trying to come up with a rational plan, or I'm sorry, we are trying to come up with a rational plan that works." So again, as we progress here through the year, it seems like hydrofracking is more of a when than an if in New York State. And again, several environmental groups have come forward and said they've been told in recent weeks by DEC officials, briefed on certain aspects of what may become the plan for fracking in, that's a small amount of permits, they say, issued in Broome, Chemung, Chenango, Steuben, and Tioga counties. Bill in Beacon, you're on Vox Pop.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to thank WAMC for their really good coverage of this issue.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's been great. My issue is people talk about whether or not the groundwater is going to be polluted, and it seems that it will to me to a large extent, but nobody knows what goes on deep under the earth. The companies are saying that it's too deep to pollute the groundwater. But I want to just point out that the water that they use for the fracking is polluted right off the bat. The system that they use starts with millions of gallons of polluted water.
Well, one man's polluted water is another man's fracking fluid, right? That's what they...
Well, no. Fracking fluid, if you don't think that's polluted water, try drinking some. You know, everybody... You know what I mean? I mean, it's highly toxic water.
Sure.
And it's been mixed with very toxic substances.
And, I mean, you mentioned some of what the industry's said, and actually different... different studies that have come out that show that the process itself, the fracking process, doesn't inherently pollute groundwater, and that it would take X number of thousand years for anything to get out if there was a crack in the wells. I take it you don't buy into that.
I can't, you know, I can't say one way or the other. I'm just, if it's clear from all kinds of reports that we've had that the gas leaks up into the groundwater, you know. So whether the water I don't buy it because we've seen that the gas does leak up into groundwater. Not everywhere, but there are definitely places that it has. But my issue is, if you're talking about pollution of water, that water that they use in the beginning, and they use millions of gallons for every well, comes from somewhere.
Sure.
And it is polluted right off the bat with huge quantities of very toxic substances.
Is that your top concern when it comes to fracking? Are there other concerns?
No, it's just that it seems to be an issue that's not sort of been a priority for people. In other words, I'm saying that they're using our water, and the water that they start out with is pretty clean, as far as I know, and it ends up being completely unusable, and it's a lot of water.
Now, Bill, you're in Beacon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, why call in then? I don't think there's any fear. The shale doesn't run under Beacon, does it? So there's no
right.
fear of fracking there. Why do you have an opinion on this at all?
Because I care about my fellow American citizens. That's why. and the environment in general. I mean, you know, this is the fact that it's a relatively small area in New York, it's a huge area in the United States.
Right, right.
It's most of the eastern seaboard.
Right.
You know, so and a lot of the places that I've heard about have been, you know, the fracking creates a very bad environment in and of itself, just on the surface. So.
All right. Well, hey, Bill, thanks for kicking off the show.
Thanks again for your coverage.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Robin in Niskayuna, you are on Vox Pop.
Hi. Well, okay, so I'm 100% opposed to fracking, but there's two points I'm going to raise. One, it's what do you do to store the fracking fluid afterwards also, I think the gentleman, but we're just your average caller. You got an issue with what are you going to do with the fracking fluid, but forget all the drilling and that horrendous stuff. It's horrible. But just this weekend or last week, there's news reports out about people carrying out resistance against the mountaintop removal.
Mm.
So we don't want fracking, and I agree with that, but where do you think your energy is coming from? Mm. There are children in Appalachia that are drinking coal runoff. There are children on reservations with parents from the 50s who were forced to dig up uranium, and they have the effects from that. So, and
Robin, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but just sticking with fracking, if you'll let me go down this path.
Yeah, sticking with fracking. That is all fair game. If we don't want to frack, then we can't sentence children in Appalachia or Native Americans. They often get stuck either with nuclear waste dump sites or whatever. They get stuck with the worst garbage so that we can live, supposedly, I don't live an upper-middle-class lifestyle, drive big cars, live in big houses. So I'm opposed to fracking, and I think it is the media and Cuomo are way too corrupt. But I'm going to end with this. The Japanese shut down their nuclear power plants just by force of popular will for 2 months. So these things can be stopped. But it's not a comfortable thing to do. You got to really go out and hit the streets.
Robin, are you a supporter of the development of green energy in the U.S.?
No, because they aren't going to replace wind. They sound lovely, right? But you know what happens? You know where the minerals come to make those giant turbines? They come from strip mining in China. And then they rip up entire... They don't use the same power poles. When they put up those giant windmills in America, they have to rip out huge swaths of forest. They don't use the same, people think they use the same power lines. They have to completely restring hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of miles of forest are destroyed. And like I said, it'd be one thing if they were going to do that and shut down some power plant, that would be maybe a trade-off, but they don't.
Okay, so with some of the argument for the people who are for fracking is that it is a bridge fuel towards greener electricity, but
I think I've had in-person discussions with the folks, at least one or two people, and they say that with a wink and a nod. I don't think they think that. They're more like the people that have the bumper sticker on the back of their car, or like this bumper sticker that says, I can't get it quite right, use up Earth first, Moon second, or you know something like that. That's not to say they're bad people. However, there are people with $75,000 in college debt, and there's already been a report that the use of the gas that they get out of it is not in demand so much anymore. There is no other side. There is no safety issue, and it shouldn't even be a debate anymore. The only thing, like I said, is that we have sentenced Appalachia. They haven't stopped strip mining. Like I said, I saw it on CNN, the little ticker tape, about a week ago about one of the protests, because they're blowing up mountains all the time.
But the question now becomes, with all of that in mind, the question becomes, we're going to run out of fuel at some point.
First off, most of Europe is paying $8 and $9 a gallon for gas, right? And they're driving tough. That's my answer. If you're really concerned about that, then go make sure some big development doesn't happen near to you.
Well, again, I mean, we're going to run out of...
That is where it's going to. The cars, the 3,000 and 4,000 pound cars, the houses, I don't know how many square feet they are, the McMansions. That is why we're going to run out of fuel. And if we run out of, like I said, there was no plan to take any existing power plants offline.
Right.
It's easier to keep destroying than it is to conserve, because there's a lot of financial and political ties involved. They've always said they're going to say forever that we're going to run out of fuel, but we're also purchasing more and more for garbage industries. We don't need these huge houses. My God, I drive a late model car.
Me too.
All right, okay, so my late model car is 2,500 pounds. I want to make sure when I get another car, it's going to be under 2,000 pounds. And the same car type, if I were to get it today, would be close to 3,000 pounds. If I wanted to replace it with the same brand, make and model.
Hey, Robin, I'm sorry. We're up against a break here, but thank you so much for your call.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. 1-800-348-2551. We will be back in just about a minute.
Support for WAMC comes from Snow Farm, Williamsburg, Massachusetts, a New England craft program offering workshops for adults and teens taught by master craftspeople on a 50-acre farm, snowfarm.org. The Schoharie County Farm Bureau, representing local farmers who have produced their harvest for 300 years, picture-perfect Schoharie Valley. Lori Stillwell, CPA PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond, stillwellcpa.com. Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area, announcing Hudson River Valley Ramble, weekends in September, events showcasing the natural and cultural resources of Hudson River Valley, hudsonrivervalleyramble.com. Dr. Joe Honning, Capital District and New York City, specializing in occupational and environmental health and prevention, including back disorders, water contamination, new technology, and mold problems, johanningmd.com. And Spiral Design Studio, Cohoes, New York, creative marketing services and website design, spiraldesign.com.
1-800-348-2551. We're back here on Vox Pop on WAMC talking about fracking and the latest on the New York State DEC's review of fracking. And they're supposedly looking at guidelines to start issuing a few permits here and there in the southern tier. A lot has been said thus far about the different scientific studies of fracking, what it might do to wastewater and to human health. This is another piece out yesterday. This is from fuelfix.com, which is an energy news website. Hydraulic fracturing, a process where a mixture of water, sand, and chemicals are pumped underground and under high pressure, could be polluting nearby water sources through five different ways, and that's according to a study from Stony Brook University right out there on New York's Long Island. And I've got the piece of this study right here, and I'd just like to read the conclusion here, or part of it anyway. It's pretty long. The study model identified five pathways of water contamination: transportation spills, well casing leaks, leaks through fractured rock, drilling site surface discharge, and wastewater disposal. Probability boxes were generated for each pathway. The estimic uncertainty was largest for wastewater disposal and for the rare but serious retention pond breach that could cause a large drilling site discharge. The P-box for contamination risk from fluid migrating through fractures to an overlying aquifer had substantial epistemic uncertainty. So basically what they're saying here is that the total uncertainty of fracture leaks was small compared to the wastewater disposal risk, so that if there is wastewater contamination, and there are reports that say there have been, the reports that say there has never been, it seems like the issue at hand is not necessarily the process itself, that leaks from the well are less likely than the water as it comes out of the well and how that may get into groundwater. Susan in Sullivan County, you're on Vox Pop.
Actually, this is RJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, RJ. I hit the wrong button. RJ in Albany, you're on Vox Pop.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I was going to say that if they're only going to try it out in like 5 different wells in New York.
Okay.
And the DEC is monitoring it really closely. I think that's a good plan because it's good to diversify energy sources.
Right, right.
So I hear a lot of talk. Some people say that there's evidence that it, you know, contaminates things from around the country, and then other reports say there has never been contamination. So I don't see why it's so hard for the media or the government to get out really clear information about what has been the experience around the country with fracking.
Well, it seems like because this technology has been around for so long that maybe the and speaking with some scientists in Texas, we did a report on fracking not too long ago, a couple months back. A few of us here at the station did some interviews with some scientists, and part of what they had said was that the technology to track the air quality and groundwater quality has improved so much, and B, that they just simply weren't doing as much to track it because there wasn't this type of attention being paid to it. It wasn't taking place in that many areas before. So, you know, I'm not sure why they can't come to a consensus either. Do you think it might have something to do with who's funding those studies?
Yes, and there's also, you know, I'm not letting the gas companies off the hook or nothing. I mean, I know they try to, I've heard that they want to use these chemicals and not even disclose what chemicals they're using.
Sure.
And I think that those things are outrageous. But on the other side, I think it's kind of unrealistic to say that we don't need, you know, fracking gas energy. We don't need all these types of energy are problematic, but we need energy.
Right.
I mean, we have all of us use energy and we need different supplies.
Now, you said if the DEC was watching closely, then, you know, if they were monitoring these sites, if there was only a couple of wells, then, you know, maybe a trial run would be okay. Now, the DEC, as we know, New York has been in a budget crunch for quite some time now, and DEC officials have said that, you know, they don't know if they have the manpower to be on top of these wells if they were to come into action. So, I mean, do you have faith that the state could regulate and monitor those wells?
I think if they can't, if they don't have the manpower, or if there's a problem with that, then they should hold off because it potentially could cause terrible damage, and they should just wait till they get the manpower and to do it. But if they do all that, if they don't have the manpower, then I'm totally against any of it.
Hey, RJ.
But if they have the manpower, then I don't see why not just give it a shot in a few places.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, Susan in Sullivan County, now you're on Vox Pop.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I've been following this for a long time because I do live very close to the Pennsylvania border.
Sure.
And I'm a little frustrated with the DEC because they've really never done their own scientific studies. In 2009, what I'd like to leave with your listeners really briefly is that in 2009, New York City Department of Environmental Protection commissioned a study done by Hazen and Sawyer. And that water impact study released in 2009 indicated pretty much what you just said about the one in Stony Brook, that there were serious problems, that there were danger of water contamination. And it lists it as clearly as, you know, language can get, which includes the fact that gas and chemicals can migrate from where the wellbore is up.
Right.
And they also did a cumulative projection so that they studied wells in Bradford County, but they projected what the cumulative effects would be. This is about 80 pages long. It's understandable by anybody. Interestingly, it is never mentioned. And 2 months later, even more interestingly, the DEC took its hands off the New York City watershed.
Right, right. They put out that New York City and where else, Syracuse, right? They would say that they would not be any fracking in those watersheds.
That's right. So I would suggest that anyone who wants to speak up in their town for banning fracking from their town, which we have done where I live,
mm-hmm.
Four towns have done that in my immediate area. I believe almost 100 towns in New York State have banned it via zoning. I would suggest that you read that report. It's right on the New York City Department of Environmental Protection website. Google Hazen and Sawyer.
Okay. Now,
water impact study. You can read it. You can take it to your town board, and you can be very secure ground in saying that it is really a choice between fracking and water. And in my opinion, and the opinion of those around me in my town, the water resource is more important.
Now, again, Susan, that's one report out of, I mean, at this point, maybe hundreds that have been put out recently on this. And you've got, you know, report X says there's no contamination. Report Y says there, you know, in 10 years there'll be contamination, in 2 years there'll be contamination. You know, how do you choose? How do you pick which reports to, you know, to take in stride and which to really pay attention to?
I would look at who paid for it.
Meaning?
Who paid for it? Who funds the university that comes up with a study that's favorable? Where is the industry involved in the payment for the study? University of Pennsylvania has heavy investments by the gas industry. Universities in Texas, heavy investments by the gas industry.
And do you think then that
the
those
study, I think they're flawed, totally.
Right. All right.
And biased.
Susan,
I'd go with the New York City DEP. They've been watching that water supply for hundred years. They know what keeps their water clean. They did a clean, objective, peer-reviewed study. I would trust that.
Well, hopefully some folks will check it out. Thanks so much for your call, Susan.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 1-800-348-2551. You can also, again, check in on Twitter at WAMCVoxPop and also check in on Facebook, Facebook.com/WAMCRadio. I know there's a lot of news going on right now. Chuck Schumer at a presser about keeping the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, so that may be taking precedent for some folks. Andrew in Amherst, Massachusetts, you're on VoxPop.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yes, I was calling because I have I'm a very avid listener to this program and NPR in general, and I've heard on this radio station there's a Canadian company out there that does fracking that does not use chemicals in their brew to extract gas. And I have yet to hear anything more about that in terms of the process, but it sounded like it was a much better way, environmentally speaking, to go about this. Do you have any ideas on this?
No, I'm glancing at the web right now to see if anything popped up. I mean, there is... Canadian company using, let's see. The idea that they, you know, of fracking with the idea of the chemicals is that they call it slick water, right? That's part of the long form name for fracking, slick water fracturing, hydraulic fracturing, so that the water is, the chemicals make basically lubricate the well so that the gas comes up faster and more efficiently. According to the industry, so even if there was a company that used water, I'm guessing the industry would say, or some in the industry would say, that well, that's fine and dandy, but it wouldn't be as efficient a process, and therefore it would actually take more energy to get the gas out of the well.
Okay. Well, I wish I had the name of that. The Canadian company, because they were touting that it was a situation where what water went down came out and it was reused. In other words, you know, it was recycled.
A closed system.
Yes, yes. And that to me sounds much more environmentally friendly than something that goes down once, comes back out, and then has potential, like what happened in Japan, nuclear power to, you know, to devastate a landscape, if not, you know, being a town, perhaps, or an aquifer.
Right. Hey, Andrew, I'm not seeing anything on that, and I do appreciate the call, though. If anybody out there knows about this, please feel free to call us or check in with us on Facebook. Andrew, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Joel in Clinton. Joel, you're on Vox Pop.
Hi. I just wanted to talk a little bit about a report that came out last year. It was May. National Academy of Sciences, peer-reviewed, Duke University, found that even when you take naturally occurring methane into account, because a lot of the pro fracking industry, they, you know, talk about the Josh Fox Gasland movie and say, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of methane in the water naturally anyway, so that's why all these faucets are catching on fire. So I just want people to know that National Academy of Sciences, Duke University, came out with a report in May of last year that it's 17 times more likely that methane is going to be in your drinking water well if it's within 1 mile of where fracking is taking place. Yeah. And, you know, there are places on the planet where they do take the precautionary principle seriously. Unfortunately, New York State is not one of them. I'm a county legislator here in Dutchess County for Rhinebeck and Clinton, and there are four towns in Dutchess County that actually have frackable Utica shale: Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hyde Park, and Poughkeepsie. City of Buffalo last year unanimously passed a resolution against fracking the Utica shale there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say a couple other things. I was
I'm sorry. I just want to touch on that that report there. Now you mentioned Gasland and the critics of Gasland, and of course Gasland kind of portraying Dimmock, Pennsylvania, and the folks lighting the water on fire there. Now, there are those who say that, well, okay, you could light the water on fire in Dimmock, but that it's because those wells were in such close proximity to residences, and as you mentioned, you know, if your residence is within 1 mile of a well, then you might have methane in your water. I mean, if we're talking about areas out in the southern tier that maybe aren't as densely populated, and maybe there isn't a residence within a mile of a well, do you still have a problem with testing out some wells there?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like the GEPCBs issue. To me, that whole issue was stalled and at an impasse, my recollection, until the National Academy of Sciences came out with their report and said, you know what, we got to dredge these PCBs out of the bottom of the Hudson River.
Mm.
So if the National Academy of Sciences is telling us, and this is the report that came out last May, Duke University, that even when you take naturally occurring methane into account, if your well is within 1 mile of where fracking is taking place, 17 times more likely that methane is going to be in your well. So that puts to lie, you know, that puts to rest all these idiotic attacks on Josh Fox and Gasland. And, you know, Germany has a higher latitude than New York State. They got solar all over the place. Germany has much less sunlight than New York State. I'll just say one last thing. Dr. Richard Perez, SUNY Albany School of Atmospheric Sciences Research Center, he points out that we could power all of New York State's energy needs with solar panels on less than 1% of the state's land. And Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, head of the Energy Committee for years now, he's been pushing with some Republicans the New York State Solar Jobs Act would create 22,000 jobs all across the state, solar renewable energy credits just like some other states in the Northeast have. So we don't have to jeopardize our drinking water. We don't have to destroy our agricultural industry and destroy our tourism industry and destroy the water we need to drink. You know, I'm 48 years old. We were supposed to have solved the energy problem in the 70s with the OPEC oil embargo. Now it's 2012, and the latest bright idea is to destroy our drinking water. It's just absolutely ludicrous, and I really am frankly offended by the person who called in and said, well, you know, it's either saving the children of Appalachia from coal. No, it's a false choice. It's not either nuclear or coal or natural gas.
Right. They were firmly against fracking. You know, we were supposed to have flying cars 12 years ago, too, and I don't see that happening. So,
well, I'm just saying, look at Germany. Germany has much less sunlight than New York State. They're a higher latitude. They have solar panels all over the place. And anybody can find on the Internet the Dr. Richard Perez, SUNY Albany Atmospheric
right.
Sciences Research Center. All of New York State's power energy supply needs could be met with solar panels on less than 1% of the state's land. Here's one more thing. The DEC, Walter Hang of ToxicsTargeting.com, he is a master at looking through the DEC's own files. If you look at the groundwater contamination from natural gas drilling right now, as it is already in New York State, there's 270 cases of fires, explosions, and wells being contaminated. Most of the media hasn't reported that, and the DEC has not reported that. That's frankly why we cannot trust the people at the DEC to say, oh, well, we're going to super monitor these five wells in the southern tier.
Hey, Joel, I don't mean to cut you off. We are coming up on a break here, though. So,
all right,
hey, thanks so much for your call. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-34-TALK-1. We will come on back in a minute here talking fracking today on Vox Pop.
Support for WAMC comes from Brookshire Classic Leather and Silver, Lenox. Featuring travel wear luggage by Briggs & Riley, silver jewelry, leather jackets, and coats and accessories by Brighton, 413-637-0727. Curtis Lumber, proudly serving their communities for over 100 years, providing lumber, building materials, doors, windows, and paint and more for 21 locations in New York and Northern Vermont, curtislumber.com. Dam Cafe and Deli, Saugerties, New York, serving breakfast and lunch with chef-created soups, salads, vegetarian options, and homemade desserts, catering services available, thedamcafeanddeli.com. PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century, Chatham, New York, presenting Takei Dance Company, performing Salary Man and other new works on Friday, August 10th and Saturday, August 11th at 8 p.m., ps21chatham.org. Kent School, working to help students develop their passions and a lifelong love of the arts, kent-school.edu. And Harbrook Fine Windows, Doors and Hardware, Albany. Since 1955, Windows and Doors by Marvin and Integrity, offering design, installation, and green products, Showroom 47, Railroad Ave. 800-735-1427.
Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in show. We are talking about hydrofracking, or I had the long-form title written out at one point, the slick water hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, pumping water into the earth to get natural gas out, which some say is a bridge fuel as we move towards renewable fuel, or at least there's ongoing research into renewable and so-called green energy. Marta in Poughkeepsie. Marta, you're on Vox Pop.
Thanks, Patrick. You know, I had heard a while ago that Poughkeepsie was one of the places that had approved fracking. I was like, when? I didn't hear that one up for a vote. And now hearing Mr. Tyner say that thing about Poughkeepsie actually is a place that could be fracked, it's pretty alarming to me. But, you know, just because we can destroy the earth, just because we can break her apart and cause methane gas to come up, I hear the natural gas coming up in people's stoves actually has radon in it from fracking. I hear fracking causes earthquakes, and that's a big scary thing for us here in the valley with Indian Point on two faults.
Right.
I hear that that the land and the air can be destroyed by this. The water is definitely more important than gas. We lived without fossil fuels for many thousands of years here. And I'm very alarmed at the way lobbying interests of powerful corporations like gas companies have so much sway over our governor. He's really gambling. And when and if, since we're hearing it's not going to be if, it's going to be when this goes on and it turns out to be a disaster, there goes his chances of being the president of the United States. And just because we can destroy Mother Earth, because Earth is a living creature, does she have no rights of her own not to be violated and destroyed? To me, it is just horrific what's going on in this world today with the stripping and blasting and mining. And how much longer do we have?
Well, that's the question. But what then is the answer? I mean, you say we lived for centuries without fossil fuels, but now we are, dare I say, addicted to fossil fuels. We need them to run our homes. We need them to run our vehicles.
Addictions can be overcome if there's an effort to overcome them. And is our lifestyle more important than having a future on this planet? Because the way things are going, it doesn't matter how much equipment you've got that needs electricity. You're not going to be able to use it because we won't be alive. We won't have air to breathe. We won't have water to drink, and we won't have food to eat. It's just, to me, it defies logic.
So,
and anyone who's a clear-thinking person, it sounds like most of all your callers today have a lot of intelligence, including yourself, with what you've been sharing and listening to. I know there's hope, but when the people lead, the leaders will follow, and the leaders are not following the people. They're following the people who pay for their campaigns.
So where there's a will, there's a way, it seems like you're saying.
I sure hope so.
All right, Marta, thanks so much,
Patrick,
for your call. All right, Ronnie in South Courtright, is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Delaware County, how are you?
Yep. There's just one thing I wanted to say because I just think it's so overlooked right now. There was a biologist who was speaking, I believe, to Alan on WAMC maybe 6 months or so ago, and she said that this water that they use to do this fracking, once it comes back out and it becomes wastewater, is killed. It can never be used as water again. And there's billions of gallons of water being killed that can't be recovered. And we don't have that much. We know the water on the planet is finite. And it's been cycling around, you know, for since the planet was begun. But if you take this stuff and now you just can't ever get it back, what are we going to use for water?
Now, if there was a way, because we had a caller earlier that thought that there was maybe a company, he had heard of a company that could use the water, no chemicals, no nothing, pump it out, and then basically use it in a closed cycle. Is that something that if that came to light, that you would be supportive of testing out this this energy process?
I don't know. I mean, that to me is terrible, you know, losing the water forever. The rest of it, I'm not sure about either. I'm not sure about, like the last caller said, about earthquakes. I'm not sure about the radon. I'm not sure about any of it. But I do know it is happening in Colorado. My friend lives out there, and she said it, you know, but Colorado is a very underpopulated area where they are out there. So I don't know. But I just think that whole thing about the water, I mean, people are saying who know these things that the next wars are going to be about water.
Right.
And we just haven't got water to spare while we try this out.
Hey, Ronnie, thanks so much for your call.
You're welcome.
All right, take
care.
Bye-bye. Leah in St. Johnsville. Leah, you're on Vox Pop.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I am so glad to hear an in-depth discussion a little bit more, but I have a bit of a case in point that it kind of adds to this whole human factor of unknowns. The Papakton Reservoir has a contamination due to an unknown object, a pipe, a 4-inch pipe, oozing diesel fuel into the bottom of the reservoir right next to the aqueduct intake. They've removed 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel. That pipe is now leading to another box. All these unknown oil industry poisons oozing into New York City water supply, as well as Ulster County, Dutchess County, and many other counties that depend on it. Now, they had discovered this by a helicopter seeing an oil slick over this reservoir in April. There's now two 40-foot barges in there dealing with it.
Right, we've reported on this, I believe, yeah.
Yes, and that was an amazing report, but there's a lot of unknowns. The New York City DEP, for which I have great respect, doesn't know how and why this is happening. But if you notice, this is near the PA border. You have tremendous activity with fracking in PA. There are 4,800 ghost wells in New York, according to Deputy Commissioner Valerie Washington.
I'm sorry, what you said, ghost wells? What is that exactly?
They are uncapped, abandoned wells, which we do not know the locations of, because they were during a time, which is kind of bringing to mind what's happening in the Papakton, 30s, 40s, 50s, before they kept records of these wells. Mm-hmm. And these are now portals for the upward migration of toxins. If an area 2 miles away, which these pipelines go, they can go 20,000 feet. They only check 1,000 feet around a well now with the new upgraded guidelines. They will be now checking 1,000 feet around when, in fact, those pipes are going to be going 20,000 feet out and can be affecting old portals such as these ghost wells, whose locations we do not know until something like this that has happened in the Papakton happens.
Right.
And then you have a contaminated water supply, which affects millions and millions of people. Cannot be undone. Benzene does not come out very easily in the parts per billion.
Right. But now, you said that this, albeit maybe after the fact, was caught by officials who saw the spill. I mean, would it make any difference if...
It didn't get caught before it happened. Let's put it
right
this way.
Okay. Well, I mean,
and you can't undo it.
In terms of fracking now, you know, we haven't started fracking. They may or may not be
20
be
miles
permits.
Away, there is fracking going on.
Okay. In New York, would you feel any better about it if you were confident or if you knew that there were people out there who would be testing the air and testing the water and flying helicopters over these wells every day?
I consider the New York City DEP on top of it, the best there is. they didn't know how long this had been going on. They don't know why these pipes are there. They don't even know what this is. They're calling it an unknown object. They don't know where it came. They are honest enough to admit they don't know.
Right.
And we are not, and the rest of the DEC is not. In fact, they fired this ex-deputy commissioner for bringing up the issue of these ghost wells, because each of these ghost wells is going to require hundreds of thousands of dollars on a regular basis to attempt to keep them capped. And they're not going to be able to be kept capped, because that's a fallacy, and there's no technology that can permanently recap an abandoned well. And we have thousands, tens of thousands of them in New York. This one that they found had, it not calling it ghost well, but it was a capped well pipe.
Right. Hey Leah, we're running out of time here. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, may I just say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Community Environmental Defense Council Law. David and Helen Slotsky provide free assistance to towns to ban it via their zoning.
All right. Well,
thank you.
All right. Thanks, Leah.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to Carl in Palatine. Carl, you are on Vox Pop.
Thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, certainly.
I've really thoroughly enjoyed listening to the various very informed callers, I have to say. I wonder about looking at the other side of the coin to see what is being considered here, what the pluses and minuses are. First of all, the point made with great enthusiasm by one of your prior callers about the use of water, I totally, absolutely agree with 100%.
Okay.
We are running out of fresh water, unquestionably. And the numbers that are being used, even by industry accounts, in terms of how much water is going to be needed just to make this process work, are unconscionable. That's one point against what I'm actually arguing for.
Okay.
But my second point, I haven't heard, particularly here in the New York area, much less on public radio, any of the 10 or 20-year-long fracking practices in the Southwest, running from East Texas, I'm told, and western Louisiana up through Oklahoma. Your prior caller mentioned something about Colorado. I haven't heard. We have an established basis of fact on actual ongoing fracking. I hear none of that information whatsoever.
Well, we did run a series of reports a couple months ago, and I know I personally spoke with some academics, some scientists out in Texas who had been involved in the studies. And part of what they told me, and this is related to in part to the air quality, was that, you know, they don't have, there isn't a lot of evidence that that air quality would be any worse around these wells. I mean, you know, there's highways, there's this and that. So throughout the years, the air quality has gotten worse just based on our society and the way that we've been doing things. But at the same time, they, and I'm not sure if these were the Texas folks or just the folks in general, some of these scientists, you know, it becomes a numbers game at some point. And to your point with the water, where that there is, you know, the tens of thousands of gallons that they need to use to get it out. You know, their point was, if there's more trucks on the road carrying this potentially toxic fluid, then just by statistics, there's more of a chance that these trucks might spill and then inadvertently get into waterways. So, I mean, do the stats play into your opinion?
I really appreciate what you just said. You put exactly the spotlight on the postulate, the question that I was thinking of, which is, what the heck are the positive arguments made in terms of cutting down on the use of coal, in terms of powering our electric plants?
Right.
And this is, I think, the biggest positive that industry makes. I'm not that conversant with it, and I'd really appreciate hearing what their positive, let's call it dialectic, arguments are. Why should gas be used as a substitute? I've heard about T. Boone Pickens, who has pushed for several years in Washington, D.C., and on public channels,
right,
finance channels, and so forth, saying that, all right, let's get these into the 18-wheeler trucks and cut down on the use of diesel fuel, I can well understand that argument, and you certainly alluded to it in terms of air quality and so forth. But I would like to hear some kind of a balanced, even a five-minute pitch, if you will, on what the positives are if we did go to using more gas.
Well, Carl, we know we've had industry folks on our air before on this program, and I'm sure we'll have them on again in the near future. So stay tuned, and we'll try and get that pitch on air for you.
Is it possible to go to WAMC.org
sure.
On screen internet and find it in your archives?
Well, you know what? Yes, definitely. And if you need a hand with that, feel free to email me, pdonges@wamc.org.
Will do.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tom in Kingston, you are on Vox Pop.
Hi. I wanted to respond to a couple of people who have talked about a company in Canada that has a different technology.
Right. One of our callers, our earlier callers, was talking about they thought there was a closed system and with no chemicals involved.
Well, let me tell you what I know. I'm away from my computer. I don't have the name of the company in front of me, but I belong to a not-for-profit organization that actually has a small investment in that company, so I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
Their technology is actually not based on water at all. It's based on a highly liquefied, almost jelly-like, compressed natural gas.
Right, and it looks like we've got some people checking in on Facebook with the same thing, but go on.
Okay, so they inject the gas into the well, use that for the fracking, and then what's returned up the well, in addition to the gas that they pump down there, is the gas that they're trying to mine for.
Okay.
Now, I suspect that the reason this technology is not really seen the light of day is, first of all, it's a new technology. I don't think many people really, it hasn't really been field tested, so to speak. And second of all, this company appears to have a lock on the patent for this process.
Okay.
And I can understand where other companies might not, feel that they're ready to pay royalties to this company for their process. But I just wanted people to know that there is something out there as an alternative to this water-based fracking. Not that I'm necessarily in favor of any kind of fracking, but people should be aware that there is this other alternative.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Take care. We did have somebody check in, Skip, on Facebook, saying that it's the company is Gas Frack Energy Services, and that much like was just mentioned, that they use a mix of liquefied petroleum and propellant, I believe, to fracture the formation. Timothy, also checking in on Facebook, says, let's wait on fracking, no rush to frack. Let's go to Joan in Delaware County. Joan, you are our last caller. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to give the listeners a great website, unnaturalgas.org. It could be with a hyphen or not, no hyphen.
Okay.
Still works. And I have some fracking myths that I want to dispel. One of them is that gas drillers will supply our country with cheap homegrown energy. And the truth is that gas companies have already filed plans to build and convert terminals for exporting liquefied gas to the highest bidders because the export price is like six times what they're getting domestically. I also want to talk about a myth that fracking will revitalize local communities.
Well, I mean, the State Farm Bureau has come out in support of fracking, I believe, saying that it will aid at least, farmers who want to lease their land. So
right. Well, there will be large landowners who will benefit. There will be some industries, restaurants, bars, retailers that will see temporary business.
Mm.
But it is truthfully a boom and bust operation. The average life of wells is much shorter than predicted, and many leases, just never deliver because they're not all wells. Not all wells and regions are productive or profitable. So it's kind of the next bubble that's been put out by the industry. And they're really touting much higher returns than they will be getting. But what will happen is there'll be destruction and taxpayer dollars that will have to go to mitigating all the damage that they've done to roads, road maintenance, law enforcement, emergency response, healthcare, and so on.
So then, in your cost benefit analysis, it seems like fracking is not worth it to you.
Right, and I have been studying the issue for 4 years since I first learned. I never thought I'd become an activist, and I learned about it in June of 2008. And I, alongside of hundreds of, if not thousands of other New Yorkers, have been doing our homework for 4 years, and we know a lot, and what we know tells us this cannot be done safely.
Hey, Joan, thanks so much for the call. We are out of time. I want to apologize to Lisa and Jeffrey and anybody else we left on the line. Support for Vox Pop comes from New York State tobacco-free community partners working to reduce youth and adult smoking rates across the state and help save lives. New York State tobacco-free community partners at smokefreecapital.org. Berkshire Medical Center's joint replacement program, private rooms, pre-surgical education, rehabilitation, program coordinator, and six orthopedic surgeons, 413-395-7680. The Red Lion Inn, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, offering accommodations for vacationers and business meetings with access to the Berkshire's cultural events, redlioninn.com. And The Last of the Mohicans, outdoor drama, Lake George, New York, presenting drama and presentations celebrating local history through August 18th, lastofthemohicans.org for schedule. Thanks again for joining us on Vox Pop. Our engineer is Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by the wonderful Colleen O'Connell. I'm Patrick Don. Just tomorrow on Vox Pop, the Science Forum with yours truly. Stay tuned now for a news update.